KJAN Sports.
Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with a check of sports here on KJAN. Taking a look back over the weekend here with area high school softball and baseball play on Saturday. And softball scores, it was Bishop Heelan of Sioux City defeating Atlantic up at the Fort Dodge Tournament 7-1. Other scores, it was AHSTW picking up two wins, 11-1 over Essex and 12-3 over Woodbine. Bishop Heelan also beat North Union 6-1. Booyer Valley 20-14 over Audubon. Cam beat Audubon 11-7. Quitter Creek Amana over Harlan 11-2. Earlham beat Cam 12-1. Earlham an 8-6 winner over Booyer Valley. Essex beat Nishnabotna 12-0. Exira EHK picked up a tournament win in Griswold, 5-2 over Fremont Mills and 9-2 over Griswold. Fremont Mills beat Southwest Valley at that tournament as well, 10-8, and Griswold was an 11-3 winner over Southwest Valley also. Guthrie Center picked up three wins, 5-2 over Underwood, 7-4 over Earlham, and 7-5 over West Harrison. Humboldt was a 6-5 winner over Carroll. Keokuk beat Creston 6-0. It was Kemper Catholic over Esack County 4-0. Lawton Bronson over Sergeant Bluff Luton 5-0. Lisbon beat Carroll 14-7. Martinsdale St. Mary's was a 10-0 winner over West Central Valley. Missouri Valley picked up three wins Saturday, 10-3 over East Mills, 11-0 over Stanton, and 12-2 over Shenandoah. Murray beat Lennox 8-3. Shenandoah picked up two wins, 16-5 over East Mills and 9-8 over Stanton. Stanton beat East Mills 17-5 as well. Traynor was a 10-7 winner over Glenwood, and they also beat Abraham Lincoln 12-0. Underwood was a two-time winner, 12-0 over Cam and 12-4 over Riverside. And West Central Valley picked up a win, 12-0 over Des Moines North. West Harrison 11-4 over Booyer Valley, and Winterset was an 11-0 winner over Iowa City West, and they beat Ankeny 6-0 as well. In area baseball play Saturday, it was Adair Casey beating Cam 9-6 at the Guthrie Center tournament. Also, as part of that tournament, Cam beat Guthrie Center 9-7. Alto Aurelia picked up an 8-1 win over Denison Schleswig. Clark beat Martinsdale St. Mary's 15-7. It was Clear Lake over Glenwood 10-6, and they beat ADM 12-7 as well. And Council was Thomas Jefferson, a 9-5 winner over Des Moines Abraham Lincoln. It was Denison Schleswig, 9-8 over Cherokee Washington. Also, Dubuque Senior beat Council Bus Thomas Jefferson 10-2. Glenwood was a 5-4 winner over ADM. Lamar's beat Council Bus Abraham Lincoln 8-4 as part of that Battle of Council Bluffs tournament. Lewis Central was a 4-3 winner over Pleasant Valley. Mason City beat Lewis Central 4-2. South Central Calhoun picked up two wins, 11-1 over Guthrie Center and 12-2 over Adair Casey. Traynor a two-game winner, 12-1 over Underwood and 9-7 as well over Underwood in a doubleheader. Waukee beat Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln 6-0. It was Wayne over Martinsdale St. Mary's 8-5. West Harrison beat West Monona 12-2, and they also knocked off Whiting 12-6. That's a look at area high school softball and baseball play from Saturday. In Major League Baseball, game we had for you here yesterday afternoon on KJAN, Jurickson Profar hit a two-run, bases-loaded pinch-hit single in the eighth, lifting the Texas Rangers to a 5-4 victory over the St. Louis Cardinals on Sunday. It was Profar's first pinch-hit at-bat this season. Texas swept the three-game series and has won six in a row in eight of its last nine games. The Rangers are 14-4 this month, and they improved to an MLB-best 16-4 in one-run games this season. St. Louis has lost five in a row, all at home. It was the first winless homestand of at least two series for St. Louis since 1983. Other interleague scores, it was San Francisco beating Tampa Bay 5-1. Houston beat Cincinnati 6-0. In National League play, it was Miami 3-0 over Colorado. Atlanta beat the Mets 6-0. Arizona 5-1 over Philly. It was the Dodgers beating Milwaukee 2-1. San Diego beat Washington 6-3. The Cubs 10-5 over Pittsburgh. Over in the American League, it was Chelsea Cuthbert singling home Lorenzo Cain in the 13th inning to lift the Kansas City Royals to a 2-1 win over the Detroit Tigers on Sunday at Kauffman Stadium. The Royals won 6-7 on their homestand and have the best home record in the American League at 25-8. Salvador Perez led off the 13th with a single to right off of left-hander Kyle Ryan, who was just promoted from AAA Toledo. Cain ran for Perez and advanced to second on Miguel Cabrera's error on Ryan's pickoff attempt. After Kendrys Morales was walked in intentionally, Paulo Orlando moved with the runners with a sacrifice bunt, and then Ryan walked Brett Eibner intentionally to load the bases. Chin-Ming Wong allowed one hit in 1 2/3 innings to pick up the victory. In the other American League scores, Cleveland beat the White Sox 3-2 in 10 innings of play. Baltimore 11-6 over Toronto. Boston beat Seattle 2-1. Minnesota 7-4 over the Yankees. And the Angels beat Oakland 2-0. Also on Sunday, the Cardinals activated right-hander Seth Maness from the 15-day disabled list and optioned left-hander Dean Kiefer to AAA Memphis. And the Cardinals also announced that, Kiefer, the rookie, was 0-0 with a 5.73 ERA in 11 games with St. Louis as he goes down there to AAA. In College World Series action yesterday in Omaha at TD Ameritrade Park, Lucan Baker hit a go-ahead three-run homer in the top of the ninth, and TCU beat number 5 national seed Texas Tech 5-3 in a College World Series meeting of Big 12 rivals. The Horned Frogs trailed by a run after Hunter Hargrove's tie-breaking double in the bottom of the eighth, but after reliever Robert Duggar issued a walk to start the ninth and gave up a single to Evan Skoug, Baker sent a towering shot just inside the left field foul pole into the seats above the bullpen. Also in the other game yesterday, Andrew Beckwith matched his career high with 7 strikeouts, Zach Remillard doubled and tripled in runs, and Coastal Carolina upset number 1 national seed Florida 2-1 in the program's first College World Series game. It's over. Cleveland's 52-year championship drought ended with an electrifying 93-89 victory over Golden State to give the Cavaliers their first NBA title. The Cavs are also the first NBA team to rally from a 3-1 deficit in the NBA Finals. As usual, LeBron James led the way and was the unanimous choice for NBA Finals MVP. James became the third player in league history to record a triple-double in a championship Game 7, joining Jerry West and James Worthy of the Lakers. James finished with 27 points, 11 rebounds, and 11 assists. Kyrie Irving added 26 points and 6 rebounds. He hit the go-ahead three-pointer with 53 seconds left. Draymond Green was high man for the Warriors with 32 points and 15 boards, but league MVP Stephen Curry was held to 17 points on 6 of 19 shooting. Klay Thompson added 14 for the Warriors, who set a league record with 73 regular season wins, but were denied a second straight NBA title. Cleveland had been without a championship in the 4 major sports since the Browns won the NFL title in 1964. As NBA Commissioner Adam Silver put it during the award ceremony, the curse is over. Dustin Johnson no longer has to wear the unwanted title of best golfer never to have won a major. Johnson, who tied for fourth at the Masters, finally has earned his first major with a 3-shot victory at the 116th U.S. Open at Oakmont. With the crowd aligning the 18th hole chanting, DJ, 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 the long-hitting Johnson finished a sparkling week with a birdie on the final hole to finish a final round 1-under-69. He finished 4-under for the tourney, just one of 4 players to post subpar scores for the Open. Johnson had a history of 18th hole disappointments in major tournaments, began with a PGA Championship at Whistling Straits in 2010 when he was penalized a shot on the last hole for grounding his club in a hazard. He also 3-putted last year on the final green to allow Jordan Spieth to win the Open at Chambers Bay. Scott Piercy, Jim Furyk, and Shane Lowry tied for second. Lowry started the final round with a 4-shot lead, but the Irishman ballooned to final round 6-over-76. Defending U.S. Open champ Spieth finished tied for 37th at 9-over. Masters champion Danny Willett also tied for 37th. And Sam Hornish Jr. won the three IndyCar championships in an Indianapolis 500 before fading into obscurity as a NASCAR driver. Sunday's victory in Iowa will undoubtedly rank as among the most memorable moments of Hornish's career. Hornish, just 6 days after accepting an offer to race for the first time in 2016 in the vaunted number 18 car for Joe Gibbs Racing, led 183 of 250 laps for a dominant win at the NASCAR Xfinity race at Iowa Speedway. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.